This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday and another week, another hour of the DJV program. Hi, Monday the 24th of February. Seems like only yesterday that I was talking about how to say February and spell it, and this is the last week of the month. So we charge into the week with all of our special talents. I think we have talent here, a lot of talent, actually. Not like Limbaugh says, talent on loan from God. Ours was God-given, though, I think. For sure. Victoria Keenan is here. Kara Schillen, the controls in Washington. Jennifer went to the ball game. Let's go out to the ball game.
Or spring training.
Well, that's where they have ball games.
I know that. It might be a little confusing to some people.
Why? Because there are a lot of games that were played for the first time this weekend, including the one she saw from the Dodgers. And then the Celtics were beaten by the L.A. Lakers. I'll have to talk to her about that in their basketball game yesterday. So let's see, what are people talking about? Lots of folks are focused on the results of the Nevada caucus, not a primary, but same kind of thing. Well, isn't the same results. I think they have a clear result there, Victoria, versus what happened in Iowa. And so he's got 40-some-odd. Bernie's got, what, 40 of the necessary
38.
Mm-hmm.
38. He has 38 delegates, right? Yeah.
All right. So, and he expressions? He needs what, 10 times that or something?
You need 1,991.
19,
and so, so out of the 101 that have been awarded so far, Bernie Sanders has 38 of them. And so 1,357 delegates will be awarded on Super Tuesday. So it's kind of looking like if things continue to go in Bernie's favor, then by the end of Super Tuesday, he will have enough delegates to win the nomination for the first ballot.
I don't agree with that. But that's okay.
Well, that's the math. I mean, that's what...
But I don't think he's going to do anywhere nearly as well as... I think there's a lot to be taken into consideration here, for sure, as it were, in terms of what happens. The Bloomberg effect is going to have, I think, the numbers. I was talking to my son about this yesterday because he's been out working. He and his wife have been out working for Bernie, and there is surety that he will win California. I don't think there's any heavy lifting involved in that. But then you see there's an age thing. My daughter-in-law, which is the first time I think I've said that, says that she doesn't think anybody her age will vote for anybody but Bernie. And I think I pretty much know that would be Kara. You guys both about the same age. I think that's true for the most part.
I think then Elizabeth Warren is still up there.
Yeah,
actually,
she does have younger female.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. All right. But she doesn't have any chance of winning. There's no equation that puts her into a place. So she'll give all of her, she'll tell her voters to go for when they get to counting, you guys go with Bernie, or I'm endorsing Bernie, or you can, you know, go with Bernie. So then there's what happens with the others. And it may be early to speculate, for sure, but I'm a long way from giving this to Bernie Sanders.
Well, just to go back to Nevada, so we can finish the story there. So
yeah,
90%
yeah.
of the precincts have reported 47% of the vote has gone to Bernie, which is a huge victory in Nevada for him. Joe Biden had, it's a small victory for Joe Biden. He came in second place with 21%. I think he got a boost after that last debate. He definitely came across the best he has so far.
Yeah.
Not
mm-hmm.
perfect, but definitely the best for him. So that may have had an effect there. He 21% for him. Mayor Pete Buttigieg, 14%. That's a disappointment for him because he was, you know, he won Iowa by the hundredths of a point or whatever. So that's a disappointing third for him. Elizabeth Warren, 10%. She came in fourth. Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York, not on the ballot. He is targeting March 3rd. That's the Super Tuesday race. And so he'll, you know, you'll see lots and lots of his ads continuing to go. Now, the next thing is they move on to South Carolina. That's on Saturday, the 29th. That's going to be the South Carolina primary. And Joe Biden, moving into that contest, has a slight lead over Bernie. So we'll see how that actually shakes out. He has sort of been bragging about having the African-American vote. Bernie certainly has a very diverse group of followers, including African-Americans and Latinos. Bernie did really well in Nevada with Latinos. So it'll be interesting to see what happens and how it shakes out in South Carolina. And then we'll move on to Super Tuesday after that, and that will be on March 3rd.
Okay, so where I was going with this to a point was people that are Kara's age, and I say that because of her age. It's a reference point. Probably for the most part, you said some for Elizabeth Warren, a lot for Bernie Sanders. Then you get into Victoria's age group, and then you go older.
All my friends are Bernie fans. They're all voting for Bernie. So I think you'd have to probably go up older than me because that, and then some of my girlfriends.
You tell them you like Bloomberg.
Well, I'm voting for anyone. Whoever gets the nomination is getting my vote. There's no way I would ever vote for Trump. So it's kind of a moot point, really. At this point, when we all talk about it, I have some girlfriends who love Elizabeth Warren, and that's their number one pick. And then second would be Bernie. Women.
Any of your girlfriends like Trump?
No. Well, not any of my close friends, no. My parents' friends, it's interesting, we were talking about this over the weekend with Clint Eastwood coming out and endorsing Bloomberg.
Yep, that's
very surprising.
One.
I don't know how much I don't really know how much celebrity endorsement goes with anybody.
It's an age. That's why my point, I was going to go over there. When you get somebody like Eastwood at that age, circling around somebody like Bloomberg,
I think what he said is interesting about Trump. I think that, you know, he said that he doesn't dislike his ideas, but he just, he said something along the lines of he wishes that Trump would be more genteel, which has never been
that's
a word
exactly
ever
what I
described.
Say. No, but that's exactly my point. I'm the same way.
I think a lot of a lot of going to my parents' friends, my parents have a lot of Republican friends who are more moderate Republicans who voted for Trump because they just couldn't vote for Hillary. Now they're really looking for a candidate. Bloomberg checks those boxes for them.
Sure does.
But the problem, though, is I don't know if it's – and he's been saying this, that if he didn't get the support that he needs to have at this point, it might be too late because Bernie may take up all of the room. So it'll be interesting to see where we go from
there. Yeah, it's funny. I had almost the exact same conversation with my friends yesterday, and it was the same thing where one of my best friends, her parents are, they live in New Jersey now, but they're New Yorkers, and so they had texted her, and they were like, Bloomberg, but she was very surprised. I mean, for herself, she doesn't see herself voting for Bloomberg. Everyone in the room seemed to, after the last debate, be more behind Elizabeth Warren, and I've never really been a fan of Elizabeth Warren, but I found myself more intrigued and interested after the last debate because I felt like she was someone who had done way more research than anyone else on the stage. And but we're all in exactly
the
same.
What's the research about? Is it about government or is it about slamming Bloomberg? That's the about what
the problem.
But
though,
she wasn't just talking to Bloomberg; she was talking to other people on the stage, and
it was all slamming the other people. Though that's the point.
Okay,
but that's what they're all supposed to do. I know you don't like her, but that's what they're all.
No,
supposed
I don't like. I don't like the sharpness. I'm with exactly what Eastwood said. I'm tired of the vitriol, the anger, and you say, "Well, that's politics." Well, you know what? It's time for politics with a lot of other things to just change. It's
I think a lot of people, independents, do feel that
the
way.
The Trump era has become such the anger.
Yeah.
And
well, what frustrated me is that people say that she was on the stage yelling and screaming, and she wasn't. I felt that she was fairly poised and put together. So,
well, Bernie always
she was
is.
Pretty
but,
poised.
But we're all in the
was.
Same boat, where at this point, I mean, I'm not voting until the end of April, and so we don't really have
June,
that much of a decision.
Well, that's what's wrong with
and so we're all
system.
Just, you know, going to vote blue. That's
yeah. It's, and see, What happens with that, okay, picking out the biggest problem is that folks don't realize that the more important of the two votes or elections is the primary. It's not the end at the end. Or certainly,
I feel like people know that this time around.
Good. I hope so. Because back in 1972, the Democrats produced a fellow named George McGovern who was lucky to get Massachusetts. That was it. That's all he garnered during the entire election. Everybody else voted for Nixon. Every other state went to Nixon. And in 1988, the Democrats produced Michael Stanley Dukakis, who was the governor of Massachusetts, and he barely carried Massachusetts and a few other northern states. George Bush won in a landslide. That's what you're going to have this time around if, in fact, you put Bernie up. That's what's going to happen. Trump will win in a landslide because Bernie doesn't make it. He may make it with you guys, and you say anybody who's going to vote Democrats.
What do your daughter-in-law and son say about that? Because a lot of people are making that argument. What's their argument against that?
Well, because they think that the sun rises and shines, or rises and sets on Bernie. They're not willing to accept. My son, having come from Massachusetts, gets it, understands it, but. You know, there's not going to be an argument there among the two of them or with the two of them. So we'll see what happens. They stand, but the two of them stand on their own. And it's just a different California thinking. And even though I live in the two craziest states in the country, I do. There isn't one person in office now in California that I would have voted for were I able to vote here. And when I do vote in Massachusetts, I don't vote for any of the people who win. For the most part, at least in my local election I do. But other than that, statewide, nah, I never do. Because it's just, they're not my cup of tea. And they never have been. You know, you go back to the days of 30, 40, 50 years ago. I remember how excited I was the first time I voted. You remember, the two of you remember the first time you voted? What it was like? How did you feel the first time? And did you vote the first time you were eligible to vote? Like at 18, did you, or 21, whatever it was, in your state?
You remember
it was 18. Okay, so how did you feel, Victoria, when you voted for
it? Is it 18? Yeah.
Yeah, it's 18.
Yeah, 18, yeah. I don't know why I just blanked on that. I remember. I remember voting. It was in the little firehouse in my town. That's where I had to go.
How excited were you about the experience?
It was I was excited about it, but then it was sort of underwhelming.
Wow. Did the person you voted for vote a win?
No.
Yeah, okay. That was
so then there's that, too.
Right, exactly. What about you, Kara?
Yeah, my first time voting was local elections because it was halfway in between presidential elections. So I remember, I'm trying to think, because, it was a while ago. I know that with my mom, they have, some profiles on local politicians in the newspaper, so we actually read them and then went and voted. Kind of the same way, where all of the people who had already been in office and had names that people recognized were the ones that won, so it didn't really matter any of the research that I did. Mm-hmm. But it's always kind of exciting to go and wait in line. Well, it's not exciting to wait in line, but it was kind of fun.
Yeah, it's a good experience. All right, well, let's hope a lot of people get out and vote, however, so we have a real selection, a real winner, no matter who it is or where it is. But the system, the electoral college system's got to go. And the primary system's got to go. It has to be on everybody should be voting on the same day, so I don't have all this hoopla for any number of reasons. Bloomberg will continue to spend money. Let's see where it goes. The others don't have the kind of money he does, and there's a lot of people that are going to have impressions from what they see because they don't watch, even though a lot of people watch those debates, 20 million people, that's 100 million less than will vote. So figure that from A to Z, but it's interesting.
Let's hope that this is a really big voter turnout year, which it could be.
For in the final election or during primary and final?
Well, both.
Speaking of turning out, the people who are turning up with simply whiter teeth using the whitening power of power swabs, really pretty amazing. As I look back over the 9 or 10 years that I've been talking about power swabs, pretty much since it went on the market. It used to be the dentists use it. The first guy, Martin Ginniger, who developed this natural whitening system for your teeth, swab them and go. That's what he said when he first started using it, and that's what he told the dentist that started buying it from him, and then it went public. And then they start comparing. There's nothing that compares to power swabs. There's no sensitivity. They deal very quickly with the whitening of your teeth. approved by hygienists everywhere. Get on the train, 800-208-1797 to order now. Power swabs.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you go across the street, you gotta look in both directions, and even sometimes Orson Bean's family will tell you that doesn't make any difference. The same thing with Meghan Trainor's father, Gary, who was crossing the street over in the San Fernando Valley and was hit by a car there, rushed to the hospital in stable condition now. So she gave some of her fans an update yesterday, thanking them for the love and support, saying that she was at the hospital with her father while he was recovering. The motorist who struck Gary Trainor did not leave the scene. He was, that was, I guess, the first report he had gone, but this lady driving the car explained to police that Gary was wearing very dark clothing. She couldn't see him before it was too late. You know what? That's very legitimate. I have come very close to hitting people at night out stupidly on that side of the street. No lights on the street. They haven't got any clothing on, as you can see. People on bicycles, same kind of thing happened. You got to be very, very careful, especially around here, because there are so many people all over the place watching when you make a turn to the right. I'm very careful. I'm a different driver here than I am elsewhere, because you've got to be very, very careful. Police sources say no crime has been committed. It appears the incident is being viewed and dealt with as an accident. Gary played a pretty big part in Meghan's musical upbringing as they grew up on Nantucket. She was singing in their Methodist church there, where he played the organ, and Meghan also played with Gary in a local cover band. Meghan released her latest album, Treat Myself, on the 31st of last month. She's been working in London, where she's currently a coach on The Voice UK. And her dad recently made an appearance on the program as well, wowing the judges with his skills on the piano. So she comes by this naturally and honestly, it would seem. What do you ladies think of Meghan Trainor's music in general?
She's got a great voice. She's written a lot of songs that for other people that have been big hits. And then she finally kind of started singing on her own. She really was mainly writing for other people and then launched her own career, which happens. You know, Sia, the same story. She wrote a bunch of songs for other people and they became hits, and then she finally decided to believe in her own voice, and then she also became a star. So
you can go back to the era. Neil Sedaka was a lot like that in my era. He wrote songs for everybody else instead of for himself. And then he decided, okay, I guess I'll start recording some of these things, and did very well. So how old would Meghan Trainor be?
She's 28, 27, somewhere around there. Yeah,
something like that,
All right, good. So that's good. We hold a good thought for her dad. Sounds like a talented fellow and somebody who loves his daughter. Nothing wrong with that. Up next here, 26 after the hour on the DJV program, musically speaking, Miley Cyrus tapped to headline the world tour Bushfire. That's a relief charity concert in Melbourne, Australia. It'll be the 13th of next month. The one-night event is an effort to raise money to help restore forests, wildlife, and rebuild communities that have been burnt to the ground by the Australian wildfires. Concert also features performances by Lil Nas X and, is it Veronicas?
The Veronicas.
Say again,
the
Veronica?
Veronicas. Like the name Veronica. Veronica.
Okay, got it. Proceeds from this concert will specifically benefit the WWF Australian Wildlife and Nature Recovery Fund and the Foundation for Rural and Regional Renewal. Great name for an organization. The Bushfire Relief Charity Concert, part of the previously announced World Tour, a multi-genre event series. The live event series launches March 14th in Melbourne during a Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix. Pop star Robbie Williams will headline that show. Other world tour stops include Montreal, Berlin, Milan, Seoul, Taipei, Osaka, and Miami. So that's the story. Good luck to them on that front. 28 after the hour.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump making his first official visit to India. Overnight here, he was addressing a packed house there at a rally at the world's largest cricket stadium, the first event to be held at the venue that seats about 110,000. Bernie Sanders coming off another victory, this time at the Nevada caucus over the weekend, and saying on 60 Minutes last night there is a distinction between his brand of, quote, socialism and what he calls President Trump's capitalistic socialism.
He got $800 million in tax breaks and subsidies to build luxury housing. That's called corporate socialism. What democratic socialism is about is saying, let's use the federal government to protect the interests of working families.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program, Monday the 24th of February. I'm Doug Steffen, the D in DJV. Jennifer is off today, having gone to the weekend playground in Arizona for the Dodgers as spring training began this past weekend. Pretty exciting for those of us who, if we have I have a favorite sport is baseball. So that's that story. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Both jewels in the radio business. As far as I'm concerned, and many other people who listen to our program, we have locations and stations in states all over the country, people listening around the world. It's kind of neat to hear some of the input from people who are on to what we are talking about. And at the moment, we're talking about the coronavirus, CDC preparing for the possibility of an outbreak here. I don't know what... Trump was really angry, and I think he was right to be angry, at, you know, when finding out that this person who had been quarantined just somehow got back into the country and is out and about wandering around. I was pretty upset about that. If we have a way to do it, if there's any business that government is involved in that is appropriate for it, it's this kind of stuff. And where is the government on this? How does this person just kind of wander back into society when, everybody, I think, thought that those, what was it, three Americans from that ship were quarantined. And then you just kind of wander, okay, I don't want to stay here, I'm going. How do you do that? And, you know, it's selfish, selfish, selfish. You know, there's an aside here, nothing to do with coronavirus, but a story that really saddened me because I knew this young woman who had problems all of her life. She was 20, she's about your age, Kara, 20, maybe a year or two younger. She had five children, never married, all by different fathers, and they are the cutest kids that you can possibly imagine. She goes out with her friends on Friday night and starts experimenting with drugs, and on Saturday morning, she's dead. And so here are these five children. How selfish. I mean, who is it that thinks like that? And I tell you the story because I think this person, anybody who's got the coronavirus at this stage, who just says, you know what, I've had enough, I'm going home. That's outrageous thinking. But it just shows you how much there is. You know, there's another Me Too generation beside the one that has been the problem that got all the attention. And it's a lot of people who have been brought up to think that the world revolves around them and they do whatever they want. There are no consequences. And in this circumstance, there are a lot of consequences. And I think we all should be pretty upset about these people that are walking around that are potentially...
There were 18 citizens, right, that were U.S. citizens that were evacuated, but they had already been on the boat for 2 weeks. They'd already been quarantined.
But there was some reason to hold three of them back. I don't remember exactly what it was, but there was some of them that they still tested positive or something along that line. But it just seems to me that if you're thinking about anybody but yourself, oh, sure, we all know there's a radio station owner here in California. I think he's from... He's up north somewhere, owns a couple of radio stations, and he was on that ship, and he's been interviewed a number of times, he and his wife. His wife doesn't have it, but she stayed in quarantine with him because he does have it, and he's working his way through it. And he said, you know what, it's just one of those things that happens, and so you got to do what they tell you to do so as you're not endangering whole bunches of other people. Could there be a coronavirus outbreak in our country? I don't know, but I'm happy the government is preparing just in case, although a lot of times they mess things up. But at least at this point, I'm happy that they are, if there is a likely spread of this stuff, then there is, you know, the problem is there's no vaccine for it. You got to have a strong immune system. There isn't going to be a vaccine for it until well after it's gone, hopefully. Hopefully, not hopefully that there will be it's going to take that long, but hopefully, as you two were talking about off the air, it'll be gone by the end of the year or at some point in time.
Well, but the Olympics are definitely a concern.
Of course they are.
Summer.
When is that? July? July, August? When is that?
Usually July, right? Yeah, in Tokyo. That is a very large concern from people traveling from other countries, athletes, and just having so many people in one area. If it's not under control by then, I wonder if the Olympics would even continue with all of their
place.
Events.
Yeah, yeah. Right, with people coming from all over the world to watch them.
Yep.
I have a very close friend here in Los Angeles who spent... he spent the weekend at Cedar Sinai with an intravenous needle in his arm. He's the principal of an elementary school, and he was feeling poorly 6-7 days ago and had himself checked out, and he doesn't have coronavirus, but he had a real bad case of the flu. So rather than, you know, you principal of an elementary school, it's like a petri dish, and he's very close to the kids and the teachers. That's the kind of a person he is. And so he came down with a really bad case of it. His immune system must not have been as strong as we all would like to think all of ours are. So he sent me a picture on Friday afternoon of him sitting in a hospital bed with an IV in his arm. What he need. Yeah, he's okay. He's going back to school, I think, today. Well, he said to me, what did he say? Saturday, I haven't talked to him yesterday, that if he had two good nights, then you go back to school on Monday. So, but this is the kind of stuff, not only, it's making us more aware of not only the coronavirus, but of how much more information this year about the flu and what happens as a consequence of the flu. And I was in a special sort of a vegan store that I buy my groceries in down the street here on Saturday, and it was just, I mean, the lines, I've been in there 4 or 5 times this year, and you can normally get in and get out, but people were all in the... over in the supplement aisle, loading up on stuff to enhance their immune system. That's the kind of stuff, that's the way people are thinking a lot. If you don't have, and there isn't going to be much, you know, unless you get as sick as my friend was, you go in the hospital and you get a you know, you get a huge bag of all kinds of liquids, including liquid vitamin C and vitamin D and vitamin B and all the things that enhance your immune system. But you can get those in the health food store. Better yet, you can look up online what foods, that's always the best way to get this into your system, buy the right foods and eat the right foods so you have an enhanced immune system, period, end of story. But we eat so poorly in this country, and people, oh, it's not going to happen to me, bourgeois. It'll happen to you if you don't, I mean, even if you're not, if you're around money, what is it, money is the biggest, no, what did we say was the biggest carrier of this crap? You're going to look out for handles.
Well, credit cards. Any hard surface like that. It's actually, yeah. Paper money doesn't carry as many germs as hard surfaces like plastic do.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, the CDC is doing what, Victoria? They have the infectious disease outbreak response plan they're putting in to force. The numbers, I still don't believe. Nobody, all the weekend, I listened to so many people say they didn't believe a damn thing the Chinese said. Mm-hmm. Now, so they say 77,000 people there are infected, baloney. It's way, way higher. What did somebody tell us last week, Kara? Like
they
20
think it was
times?
20
like
times.
From Epoch Times, right. That's yep. Yeah. So if that's the case, that'd be 1.4 million people are infected with it right now. And if it's 20 times as many people dying, that's 40,000 people dead over there. So anyway, so we have in America, what, 34 cases? Is that right?
I think that's the latest number, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Are you worried? The two of you, are you worried?
No.
You might get this? Your family? Anybody you know? No.
No. My sister-in-law and brother just flew to California for a snowboarding trip, and my sister-in-law was a little concerned about the flight because they had to go in and out of L.A., but they're fine.
Right.
So,
yeah. All right, so what's going on in Italy? There is something going on there. They want to stop the spread of coronavirus, so what'd they stop? They stopped.
Well, outside of China, Italy has actually had the largest outbreak, and so more than 130 people popped up testing positive for it. So what they've done, they're still trying to identify patient zero, and they're not really sure. They're looking into
patient
that.
Patient zero in Italy or patient zero in China?
Patient zero in Italy. Yeah, they don't know how or when this person or whoever the first person was. So they've got their annual carnival happening right now. They also have Fashion Week, which is a huge event. And so a lot of these public events have been canceled. And they have a dozen towns in northern Italy are on total lockdown. Two elderly people have already died from the coronavirus. So it's really... I don't know. I guess people, I know we say the regular flu has already killed so many people in America. I don't know if that's the case in Europe, but this is definitely catching
Northern
people
Europe,
by surprise.
Not necessarily Italy. Italy's a sunny, warm place this time of year. So it's not, you know, it's not like it is in the summertime, but Italy tends to have soft winters. Remember, they're very close. Mediterranean weather is very good most of the year, so they're getting the benefit of that.
Plus, I have a friend who was in Rome like 2 weeks ago, and she said it was really nice and sunny and maybe 60, 65. Yeah.
Italy's a great country. That's nice. It's crazy, full of nutty, crazy people, but it's an absolutely beautiful country. Every time I've been there, I have liked it more and more and more. There's so much history, everything. The people are so friendly. My God, they is entirely the opposite. Well, you go to Rome and the dealings that you have there with the locals versus go to Paris. France is generally pretty accepting, but Paris. Oui. So anyway, this is something else that people are thinking about. There's a lot of stuff that there are a lot of questions that have no answers, and that's kind of what makes it more uncomfortable for people. All right, let's see here. We've got today here in Los Angeles a celebration of the life of Kobe Bryant. Downtown L.A. will be as messed up as it was last week when Trump showed up. There will be, you don't want to, if you're anywhere near downtown L.A. today, you better hope you're going out of town and not into town. Because from even morning drive in, I think this thing is at 10 o'clock, isn't it? What time does this begin?
Sometime this morning, yeah. But they've had 250,000 people visit the Staples Center to pay tribute since Kobe and his daughter died. So they are prepared for a huge number of crowds, but or a large crowd. But what they did was they released 20,000 tickets, and so you're not allowed in the arena unless you don't, you know, unless you have a ticket for the event. And then they're not going to show it on screens. They're not going to, you know, surrounding the area because they don't want to encourage crowds. So you will have to watch it on TV if you're not in the actual arena. So it's, you know, they're barricading the area. And apparently last week we were talking about so many people had visited the graves of Kobe and the daughter, and it turns out it's the wrong grave that people are going to.
You can't find it. It's unmarked.
Yeah, they're unmarked. Yeah.
Yeah.
So people have been. Yeah.
I was watching, my son and I were watching the Celtics game for a little bit yesterday afternoon against the Lakers, and LeBron James was featured at the end of the game talking about how they won them by 2 points, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I was thinking about something I'd seen about LeBron James, who, as you know, is a four-time NBA MVP, three-time NBA champion. He's also had some movie roles, but he's written a book, a children's book, that's going to come out this summer. HarperCollins has announced a two-book deal with LeBron. His debut picture book is called I Promise, set for an August release. It'll be followed by a middle-grade novel. He says books have the ability to teach, inspire, and bring people together. That says something for him because he barely got out of high school. And then when he did get out, he went right to play basketball. But he sounds very articulate and is doing great things for education. You hear about all the things he's doing in his Akron-Youngstown area of Appalachia in Ohio, schools and all that sort of stuff. So he's giving it back. Good for him. He said, that's why the books and the opportunity to get children and parents reading together means so much to me. Most importantly, we wanted to make sure these stories are ones that every single child can see themselves in. I Promise is a powerful way for people to get into it, and I can't wait for people to read it. I Promise, described as a lively and inspiring picture book that reminds us of tomorrow's success stories with the promises we make to ourselves and our community today. I think it's a great message, frankly. Mm-hmm. The book's name comes from the I Promise School, which he funded, I think, in Akron.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, there are a bunch of elementary schools there. It's tough. This is a lot of at-risk kids in that neck of the woods. So good for him. So was there one other sports story that you had? Do I remember hearing?
Oh, Karen and I were talking about the emergency goalie who got to step onto the ice for the NHL game. He's the Zamboni driver. It was great. Yeah. He's 42 years old, and he ended up winning. So that's a great story.
Yeah, it is. Very cute. All right, who's got the list of television shows that are on for tonight? A lot of new shows, mid-season shows. I think this week Blacklist comes back on Friday. But what's on?
If you're a fan of 911, Lone Star, that is that's a new episode
tonight.
It's a new
show. Rob Lowe is in that.
Right, 8 p.m. on Fox. One of the other big things tonight is starting a new season of The Voice, and so the new judging panel is Kelly Clarkson's back, John Legend is back, Blake Shelton is back, and the new judge is Nick Jonas. And so that starts tonight with the blind auditions. That'll be a lot of fun. For some unknown reason, The Bachelor is still on. There's another new episode
tonight.
Are
you watching that? Did
ABC,
you signed off of that, though, didn't you?
I'm watching it.
This is the longest season ever. It just feels like this has been on for months.
It's pretty normal, but yeah, there's probably another 3 weeks of it. So.
Oh,
10 before the hour. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey! Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The tech field, tech talk time, 53 after the hour here for this Monday. It's time for us to sort of zoom in, focus in on a couple of important stories from Victoria's point of view. Victoria Keelan here with a first shot at the MGM data breach. Wow, look at the numbers of people that are affected by this. Here's another one of these things to worry about.
Yep, and this is important. If you've stayed at an MGM resort, this is not just limited to Vegas. This is an MGM resort anywhere. 10.6 million customers have now had their information leaked online. So it ranges from your home address, contact information, to driver's license numbers, passport numbers, which is really just horrific for identity theft. So the data actually was obtained during a July 2019 leak, and it was published on a hacking forum. And unfortunately now, we're just finding out about this, and the file that was discovered on this hacking forum contained personal details, full names, birth dates, addresses, email addresses, phone numbers, for 1,300 people, more sensitive data, like their driver's license number, passport number, and military ID card was also found online. That's horrible. Now, the big question is, what can you do about it? Well, the answer is not a lot, but there are a few things. If you are thinking about freezing your credit, in a lot of data breaches, experts recommend that, because then if someone has your information and your credit reports are frozen, then they can't take out a new credit card loan or a home, you know, a mortgage or whatever. They can't take anything out in your name. So that is a good thing to do, but it doesn't help identity theft. So some things that you can do, always, 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 and I always have to tell my remind my parents of this, whenever you travel, when you're booking a flight or booking your hotel, never use your debit card. Only use a credit card. Credit cards will protect you in case of like this. If your data gets stolen, and your money gets, and you know, people charge stuff onto your credit card company will reimburse you. That's not the case for debit cards. If your bank reimburses you, that's a courtesy. They are under no obligation to replace the funds that someone has taken from your bank account. So make sure you never use a debit card at a hotel. The hotels are just, they're not that secure. They don't spend a lot on cybersecurity, so you have to make sure of that. Always change your passwords. If you are an MGM Resort member, go into your account, change the password now, check all of your bank account statements, make sure that, keep monitoring everything. And then also in the future, practice good cybersecurity habits. Don't click on anything in an email or an attachment. Make sure you go right to your MGM Resort account and don't go through emails, because that's the number one way that people, through phishing scams, emails are the number one way that hackers can get into your personal life.
Yep, it's a big deal. Be careful. Remember we had the Motorola flip phone story a couple of weeks ago? Now Galaxy unveiled their new Zip Flip.
The Geek Out.
Here's Samsung's second folding device, the Galaxy Z Flip, meant to compete against the Motorola Razr, with the Fold running horizontally and less dominant than the company's sister device, the Fold, where it runs vertically. Now, the Z Flip's design's biggest plus may not be the compact size it folds into when closed, but the fact that the hinge allows the device to be open in a range of positions, which end up acting as its own stand, allowing users to set it on a table to read or view content. Now, this lends to a new type of functionality for the idea of a folding smartphone, almost laptop-like. Reviews are somewhat mixed, mostly due to cost and questions about durability of folding screens, but we post reviews of the Galaxy Z Flip on Twitter at The Geek Out.
The all-new Highlander comes equipped with 5 USB ports, perfect for fully charging everyone's smartphone. No phone is dying on your watch. That's how you go Highlander. Toyota, let's go places. May not be compatible with all mobile phones, MP3, WMA players, and like models.
All right, here we are at Twitter suspending Michael Bloomberg's accounts, but he didn't do anything wrong, right? Right?
No,
wrong?
He did not, right? But Twitter has announced that it will suspend 70 accounts that posted content in support of Michael Bloomberg's presidential run. They say that what happened is there all these people that are working with the Bloomberg campaign, they have sent out messaging, and so people are retweeting it, and now it's to the point where they're using – it's such a high volume, it's actually – Twitter is considering it to be spam. And so the Bloomberg campaign is probably going to have to recalibrate how they do this. They have their own people who work on behalf of the 2020 campaign, but then they've also reached out to, they have staffers, they have volunteers, they have a network of friends and family, and then they also have influencers that they've reached out to for sponsored posts. So apparently it's just been too much of a barrage of the same message, and that has constituted as spam. So they're going to have to recalibrate.
All right. Well, let's hope that that all stuff, that at least no danger there. There's
right.
A danger in that first story that you gave us a few minutes ago. 59 past the hour. The stories continue on today's DJV program.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.